Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in Washington, D.C. at the Total Solutions Plus meeting, and I'm with Danielle Hunsicker with Dale Tile. Danielle, how you doing?
Good.
A lot of things I want to talk to you about. A little background on you. You're the general manager at Dale Tile for the commercial and national accounts. And before you came to Dale Tile, you were with Ardex. And prior to that, you actually studied architecture at University of Pittsburgh, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So how many years you been at Dale Tile?
3.5.
Okay. So how's business?
Business is good, and the tile industry, of course, you've seen the incredible growth that we've had. We're putting tile everywhere these days, floors, walls, interior, exterior. So it's been tremendous growth, and we've enjoyed it.
So most people know that Dale Tile is a market share leader in this country for tile, with our estimate is 45% or so market share. It's a huge part of the market with multiple brands. And tell us a little bit about what your role is, the commercial and national account general manager.
So I lead a team of people that specify Dale Tile products and the systems, the installation systems with those products, both in the commercial channel, the multifamily channel, and really working with our key partners, national accounts, brands throughout the United States to support them and be a resource for them for the selections of their tile finishes.
Right. One thing I'm curious about, I've been to Mohawk's facility in Dalton that they call the Light Lab. Mm-hmm. And they have a lot of people there that are actually doing some CAD work to help the architects, you know, put Mohawk's products into specific jobs. Do you guys do that at Dale Tile as well?
We do. So we have over 100 dedicated people to working with the A&D community and specifying product, mm-hmm. both tile and stone again.
And that gives you a real advantage, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And it's a team of experts. So we have a lot of interior designers or individuals with design backgrounds. So they truly can provide that support based on their experience and their knowledge to our customers.
All right. I saw you at the StarNet meeting a couple of weeks ago. I know you go to all of those commercial contractor type meetings. Let me ask you, you're here at Total Solutions Plus. What's your purpose for being here?
Well, one of my purposes, I'm on the board for the NTCA. So being here to support what we're doing as an industry is incredibly important for myself and, of course, for Dale Tile. And the big message is always qualified labor and how are we contributing as a company, as individuals for the industry to promote qualified labor, making sure that we have the right individuals coming up in this industry.
How long have you been serving with that role?
This will be my third year.
All right. So you're talking primarily today about your gauged porcelain tile products, right?
Yes. So as we know, the gauged porcelain is a trend we've seen in the industry. We're now moving forward. We have standards as an industry that will help us take it forward in conversation from a technical aspect and, of course, promoting the visual and aesthetic elements of it in the design community.
And what brand are you selling that under?
So our series is Panoramic Porcelain Surfaces, and we have the product in two series within the Panoramic line. We have both an elemental and an industrial. So we're catering to the high-end stone looks, the marbles and such, and then we have more of the concrete and industrial visuals as well.
So let me set the stage for my listeners who might not know what we're talking about. They used to call this thin tile, and they changed the name when they developed this ANSI standard, I believe, earlier in the year. And what we're talking about are products that are made that are fairly thin, generally, right now they are, and they're all made in Italy, I believe. There's none made here in the United States. And they're 1 meter by 3 meter in size, right?
Yes, so our panels are roughly 5-foot by 10-foot panels, and what's wonderful about these, we have them both in the 6-millimeter thickness and the 12-millimeter thickness. So when you talk about versatility, you can do a floor application, a wall application, a furnishing, interior, exterior. It's really limitless and creates that beautiful aesthetic on-trend minimal grout joints that our design community is looking for.
One of the things that I mentioned just a second ago, there's none of that made here yet, and I think it's probably they're waiting for the market to take off, and then I'm sure you guys will probably mm-hmm. get in that business. But you are making this in your own facilities in Italy, and there's two processes for making it. There's the continuum process, that's a SACMI-invented process, and then there's a laminum process, which is a systems-developed process. So those are two different ways of making it. In one instance, the material is pushed between two sheets of steel, and in another, I guess there's two rollers that roll it. Is that right?
That's correct. And we've invested in the Continuum Plus technology in our Italian production facilities. And we're also poised, as you mentioned, when demand grows, we're poised to bring that technology into our Dixon, Tennessee plant as soon as we're ready.
Let's talk about pricing on that, and I do want to move in a second to Dixon, Tennessee. Pricing, I thought was very interesting. We were talking last night. Generally, you talk about wholesale value. Let's set the stage for a second. In, you know, Chinese tile that's brought in here, wholesale value, it's landed, it's about 89 cents a foot. Italian tile is more than double that, I think around $2 a foot landed. And you were telling me last night that the really nice looking polished products that you sell in these smaller formats and the normal thickness can go up to around $6 a foot, right?
That's correct.
All right, but this thin tile or now gauged porcelain tile, we're talking about $15 a foot, right?
It could be. And again, you have the high technology that goes into the production of these materials in addition to the graphic elements, the high resolution graphics. And then depending on the finish, you have unique microsphere polishing techniques and other finishes that really give it that, it's that aesthetic, that high end start to finish through the production process that allows for that.
You know, I applaud this opportunity for earnings, for being able to make a product. And I think that it's priced based on what it replaces, because these huge slabs that are put on buildings now as cladding, they're actually mined stone. And so when you're replacing a product that sells for even much more than that, right?
We are. And I think that's really the comparison when you look at how the product is produced, also how it's handled, how it's installed, the logistic elements around it. You are treating it more as a slab in those circumstances.
So this actually raises the opportunity for new markets for what we call these ceramic products, right?
It does. It does. And one very important thing I mentioned earlier, qualified labor. We really do need the training, the industry to adopt the technology and, of course, the installation practices around this. We're seeing that ramp up quite substantially in the marketplace, but it is critical to have the right installer working with these materials.
You mentioned a minute ago about the Dixon plant that's in Tennessee. It's the latest plant for Del Tile. I've toured it actually about a year ago. And you're in the second phase of expansion on that. And right now, you're expanding with another type of product, a quartz product, a man-made slab, right?
That's correct. So in our Dixon facilities now, we do have the capability to expand our porcelain production. And now in Dixon, too, we will be producing quartz material in the United States.
You know, I was driving up the interstate just the other day, and I looked at that massive building you all have at Union Grove exit. And where there used to be a Disney character of an Indian, now you've got your capabilities and your tagline, and you've added your capabilities countertops. So that's a big new market for Del Tile now, right?
It is, and we call it our counterculture. A huge part of our business and a growing part, and we see as we diversify as a business, it's a great adjacency for us to continue to support our partners today and grow our business.
So at this show last night, there was a tabletop. You were showing people your gauge porcelain products. Were they being well received?
Absolutely. The interest is there across board, whether it's our contractor partners, going back again to the design partners. You know, the interest is there. The education is ramping up. The experience is ramping up in the marketplace, and we fully expect this trend to continue.
All right, Danielle, it's great to catch up with you. Again, been talking to Danielle Hunsicker, the general manager of Del Tile's commercial and national account business, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.